Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Today we're going to talk about fears and anxieties and an interesting approach that this author talks about in overcoming some of those.
Right. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
And the week before.
We've talked about it a number of times, yeah.
In a number of other podcasts. And then we encounter this six ways to feel less anxious. We talked earlier this week about I know my triggers, now what?
Right.
Okay. And this would come under the broad heading of now what?
Right.
You know, here are six very practical steps you can take to deal with your triggers. You know your triggers, but now what do you do about it?
Right.
These are some of the things you might consider doing about it.
Yeah. This author, he presents it over the course of two articles, and so both of them are linked in the show notes. And he has this recurring theme of look.
Right.
And so as we go through these six, that's, you know, look around, look ahead, look up. So it's these different ways to sort of look at your environment, look at, look within, look without, look up, look around, and see what's going on to help evaluate and hopefully relieve some of your anxiety.
Right. This is, I was glad to see that he presented the other three in the first part one. He presented the first three, and I thought, oh, well, when are the second three going to come out? And fortunately, they came out a short time after. So we have all six to present. But these are practical suggestions that you can use. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, in tomorrow's podcast, we're also going to have some practical suggestions that you can use.
Right.
So stick around for tomorrow. Well, see us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not stick around till tomorrow. But
don't wait.
We're going to be doing other things between now and then. But tomorrow morning, we're going to have another one that has some really good practical suggestions.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's just dive right in. So number one, he refers to as look around.
Right.
And I think that this is a really good one, especially, I think, for teenagers.
Exactly.
Because we've talked before about how teenagers sort of have this personal fable where they believe that, you know, they are the only ones going through what they're experiencing. And, you know, a lot of times we as adults feel that nobody else understands us or anything. And so look around is this encouragement to see that other people are struggling with some things as well.
That's right. When we develop these fears or anxieties, and we all do, events occur in our lives, we become very, very focused on ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's probably some sort of self-survival mechanism at work. But we hear about tunnel vision. You know, when you're frightened, you have tunnel vision, and you don't see the periphery because you're focused on the immediate threat.
Right.
This is the same thing. We develop sort of a psychological tunnel vision, become very focused on ourselves. And at those times, we forget that most other people are either going through this at the same time, or they've been through it recently, or they're going to go through it shortly.
Right.
We're not alone, but we always tend to think we are. So look around. Other people are having similar struggles.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The second one is look ahead. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, one of the things that we tend to do is we tend to, maybe part of that same tunnel vision, is we look at it at from only one perspective, from only one vantage point, and we resist the possibility, I suppose, of other options, of, you know, maybe it won't turn out so bad. Maybe it won't be as negative as you think it will be. So look ahead is an encouragement to, you know, look and start planning and preparing yourself. We talk about it a lot with anticipatory anxiety.
Right.
You know, if you're really nervous about, you know, something that's coming up, a test or something like that, the best thing to do is to plan and to organize yourself so that you're prepared for it when it arrives.
That's right. Several weeks ago, we made the comment that depression and anxiety and these sorts of things, they come and go. Mm-hmm. It's going to diminish. It mm-hmm. might last a couple of days or it might last a couple of weeks, depending on what the circumstances are. But eventually it will subside.
Right.
So what you have to do is look ahead to, you're going to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look ahead to, how do I prevent it?
Right.
How do I gain control of the circumstances that produced it? So look ahead. You know, again, you said you're going to have this tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very focused on the immediate.
Right.
But you have to look around and you have to look ahead. You
know, right.
How do I prevent it from occurring another time?
Right. Mm-hmm. Number three, again, is another one that I really like. And it's fitting for a number of reasons. And it's look up. So we have look around, look ahead, now look up. And looking up is finding a good role model.
Right.
Looking at some other people who have gone through something similar.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main places we look for this is in celebrities.
Right.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not sure which one.
It kind of
depends sometimes. Mm-hmm. We tend to look up to, you know, professional athletes and celebrities and people who are in who are in front of us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We look to them as those role models,
right.
and so I do think it's great when some of these celebrities mm-hmm. sort of take on, you know, a mission,
right.
Especially if it involves mental health issues.
Right.
For this reason.
Yeah, they too have had problems that they've overcome.
Right.
Okay, so even people who we see as successful, mm-hmm. as role mm-hmm. models, will say, I think Carrie Underwood or one of those celebrities talked about her bout, I think it was with depression or anxiety.
Okay.
And they talk about their own personal struggles.
Well, some of the biggest ones, though, are like Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
She struggled greatly with bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. and she talked about it, and she wrote about it, and she did a lot of advocacy work.
Right.
Robin Williams, there's a brand new, I can't wait to watch it. There's a new HBO special documentary about him and his struggles with mood-related mm-hmm. disorders. I think bipolar disorder as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's you know, when you look at some of these mm-hmm. people and you see some of the struggles that they had,
right.
and again, it kind of goes back to number one, which is look around.
Mm-hmm.
You see that you're not the only one that goes through some of these
exactly.
things, and a lot of people are able to get through them successfully.
Right.
And so we need to look at those folks as
it's going
models.
To pass.
Yeah.
It's going to pass, and you're going to move on. So
right.
move on well.
Yeah.
Is the goal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, number four is to look out.
Right.
And looking out is where you're really trying to evaluate sort of true and false impressions of this danger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's interesting because when we're really anxious, we tend to generalize and globalize and we tend to apply these perspectives to whatever it is that we're anxious about,
mm-hmm.
and sort of assume or convince ourselves that it's always going to be the case, or that it's going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
And look out is an encouragement to, you know, it's not going to be forever.
Right.
You know, if you don't do well on a test
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason,
it's
not the end of the world.
Right.
You know, you're going to have other opportunities a little bit.
When I read this one, I said, well, what does look out mean? And then I read it, and it's about finding reliable and accurate information.
Right.
And then I started to read it as look out,
you know,
like some kind of warning.
Mm-hmm.
But look out, there's a lot of misinformation.
Right.
There's a lot of, honestly, false information. Yeah, some of it's false information.
Right.
But be careful. You know, we all remember the immunization battle,
right.
you know, and what that led to. And so be careful of the sources that
right.
you use. Go to reliable sources. We always advise our patients to try to stay away from the .com
right.
websites and move to .gov or .org, professional organizations that have reliable information, or government organizations that distill and synthesize mm-hmm. and present reliable information.
Absolutely.
Go to the professionals, go to the American Academy of Pediatrics and other professional organizations for information. Try to avoid the fads and mm-hmm. the misinformation that's
right.
out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Number five is look in.
Yes.
And obviously we're talking about
inward
to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, sort of the goal is to get to know yourself. And what I like about this one is that it's a strong encouragement to live your life, to live to understand yourself,
right.
understand your own strengths and weaknesses, and mm-hmm. then, you know, making decisions accordingly. You know, we get very anxious about some things that we want mm-hmm. to do, but oftentimes those things that we convince ourselves to do are not very consistent with who we are and what we should be doing. That's and right. thus we're going to have lots of anxiety about that because mm-hmm. it doesn't fit with our, with who we are.
The early analysts, the people that Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung trained themselves, mm-hmm. This sort of the second generation right. of analysts, the first trained, but the second generation of analysts, spent a great deal of time talking about aligning who you are mm-hmm. with how you're living your life.
Right.
And that was a way to avoid, because many people in those days in particular, especially women, were living lives because they had no rights and they couldn't own right. anything. They were living lives that were inconsistent with who they were.
Right.
And this led to mental health problems.
Right.
And it's what much of Freud's work was mm-hmm. about that. But we have to do the same thing today. We can't forget right. that we have a basic temperament. We have basic personality traits, and we have to live our lives according to those traits. If we try to become something we're not, or we try to do things we're not really meant to do, mm-hmm. you could encounter difficulties. So look in, make sure you know who you are.
Right.
Okay. So.
And number six is just look exclamation point.
That was funny. I love yeah. a little bit of humor here at the end.
Right. And what he writes about here, it, again, is I think really good advice, and that is to really examine what it is that you're anxious about, because right. things sometimes feel or appear or present as dangerous or scary mm-hmm. or intimidating, but they're not really.
And they're really not.
Yeah.
Take a good long look. You know, don't just jump to conclusions.
Right. right?
Look carefully.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, when we think about, you know, going for a job interview, or we go for, you know, if we're that first day of school, we mm-hmm. have the first day of school coming up soon.
Yes, that's right.
And people are, students are, you know, if you're going for that first job interview, you're going to be very anxious and nervous mm-hmm. about that. And it's going to sort of introduce a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety to you. And this, I think the look is perfect right. for that, because, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen on your job interview?
You know, you mentioned the first day of school.
Yeah.
You know, and it just struck me that I saw a young man this week who is leaving eighth grade, mm-hmm. you know, the comfort of middle mm-hmm. school, after you've learned how to do middle school.
Right.
And now he's thinking, I have to go up to the high school.
Yeah.
You know? So you could tell he's a little bit intimidated. But schools do these orientation days.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That's the time to go right. look.
Exactly.
Go look, go find out where your classes are,
right.
who your teachers are going to be, that they're really okay and they're very right. welcoming. And that's a good time to look mm-hmm. At where you're going to be. So
right.
I think schools have done a good job of providing these orientations. So if at all possible, do take your children, especially those transitioning
right.
to first grade, to sixth grade, and to ninth grade. You know, those yeah. are, at, or college. You
yeah.
know, imagine how intimidating college is for some kids.
Right.
You know, that they're going, but colleges have orientation days.
Right.
They're a pain, kids hate them.
Many colleges have orientation weeks.
Weeks, that's right,
yeah.
when they first get there.
Yeah.
So take advantage of those things. That's the time to take a good look.
Absolutely. Okay. So. Yeah, and you can apply all six of these mm-hmm. to those kinds of situations.
Exactly, yeah,
so,
yeah, that's right.
So in dealing with stress and anxiety and fear and all of that, mm-hmm. you know, just look around, look ahead, look up, look out, look in,
and
just look.
And look, yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm. So good advice.
Absolutely.
I like these.
Yeah. So again, the link is in the show notes. These are from a couple of Psychology Today
right.
articles. So.
Psychology Today, we don't like to just go to one source for everything, mm-hmm. but Psychology Today in the last week or so has just had a number of articles that we found particularly relevant mm-hmm. and that we found interesting and we wanted to share with you. So.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.